Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week, I want to talk about how to get over your ex. Breakups, of course, are always painful, whether you broke up with them or they broke up with you. There's still pain involved. And there's really not a lot you can do except to distract yourself, because the only thing that's really going to permanently help you get over your ex is going to be the passage of time. As time goes by, it becomes a lot easier. And so now you have to fill the void that they left by not being with you anymore by distracting yourself. And you want to use positive distractions. Negative distractions are the ones we always hear about. You know, people start drinking, doing drugs, having sex with everybody, et cetera, et cetera. But those don't lead to anything positive. So I'm going to give you some positive distractions. All right, here we go. The first one is travel. If you can do it, get out of town as soon as possible after the breakup, because your home is going to remind you of your ex, because obviously you spent a lot of time there. And even the city is going to remind you of your ex. And so if it's possible, I know it's not always possible, plan a vacation as soon as possible, or plan to visit someone from out of town, even if it's not that far, just the fact that you're somewhere else. And if you can't travel out of the city, then do a staycation. Either go to a friend's house or go to a hotel for the weekend. Doesn't have to be an expensive hotel. You just need to get out of your house or apartment. And that will really help you to get started on the path to helping you to get over your ex, is to change your environment as much as possible. And then also you want to change your daily patterns in the sense that if you always take the same route to work, take a different route. If you always do things in a certain order in the morning, switch around the order, just because we want to distract you and get your mind thinking about other things. And I know it sounds simple, but just doing those things are actually very helpful. Okay, the next one, okay, I know everyone does this or says to do this after a breakup, is of course to work out, to go to the gym, to exercise. A lot of times when you're in a relationship, you get comfortable, you don't go to the gym as much, you put on a few pounds, and then suddenly after a breakup, everyone starts working out, right? Because of course, it makes you feel good to work out. And it's also social. Hey, you might even meet someone else at the gym, make some new friends. And at the same time, you're getting back in shape if you got out of shape while you were in the relationship. So exercise, it doesn't have to be the gym. I know it's not for everyone. Cardio, running, whatever. Just do something. Your body needs to move. Okay, the next one is going to be music. This is very powerful. I remember during my last breakup that whenever I wanted to, you know, be upset because I was practicing mind control to not be upset, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, I would listen to two particular songs just over and over and over. Luckily, there was no one else around. Otherwise, they would have grown tired. It's like, do we have to hear that song again? You just played it 20 times in a row. One was Under My Thumb, not by the Rolling Stones, but by a Canadian band named Streetheart. And then the other one is a Zumba song called Tanto. And whenever I start to get upset, I would just play those songs. And I would distract myself, and I would feel better. So music is very uplifting. Do not listen to sad music. That's not the point of this. You want to listen to happy music. And along the lines of music is also watching funny films, because probably the last thing you want to do is to watch a funny film. You want to be miserable. Right now, it feels good to be miserable. I know. But if you can watch a funny movie as often as possible, laughter is very healing. I highly recommend it. I know you won't want to, but just try it. Okay. The second last one is going to be having a faith or a spiritual practice. You need a higher power to lean on, because eventually your friends are going to get sick of hearing about how miserable you are, about your breakup, or they're not going to want to hang around you if you're always gloomy and looking sad and just being upset about the fact that your partner is no longer with you. And so you need to have a spiritual practice that you can read things that inspire you and make you feel better, make you feel powerful. Listen to things. Do it every morning. Begin your day with your spiritual practice to set the tone for the day. Align yourself. And you'll find that that makes a big difference. You need something to lean on. So hopefully you have a religion or something. Okay, and then finally, and I mentioned this earlier, where you can skip the time that you're going to be upset, and that is just to refuse to be upset. I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but I actually did this during my last breakup, because I've been through a lot of breakups, done a lot of dating, and when I would look back on the people that I dated after I was over the pain of the breakup, I would think, he wasn't worth being upset over. It's like, wow, I just wasted, you know, however much time I wasted, 2 months, 3 months, being upset for what? That was a waste of time. And now I couldn't care less about this person. And I felt that I had cheated myself out of feeling good for those 2 or 3 months. And so now I refuse to be upset. So during my last breakup, I did not shed one tear. And I can tell you, I really liked the guy, but I knew that down the road, I was not going to care. So I refused to shed one tear. I refused to cry. I just went there momentarily for like 2 seconds. I started to feel sorry for myself and I went, oh, and then I stopped myself. I'm like, nope, we are not going there. And I didn't. And it worked, but it takes maturity to get to this point, and it takes mind control. It takes a lot of things, but I'm just saying it's possible. Once you've been through a certain number of breakups and you see the time you wasted being upset, then you look back, you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to fast forward to how I'm going to feel in 2 to 3 months, and I'm just going to pretend I'm there. So you don't stay in that state all the time. I mean, you have to keep pulling yourself back to not being upset. I'm not saying you're just going to say, okay, I'm not going to be upset, and then poof, you're not upset. But I'm saying by refusing to be upset, it makes it a lot easier to move on, because you just, whenever you want to feel bad for yourself, etc., or cry, you just say, no, I'm not doing that. You just have to keep saying no. Just say no to yourself. No, we are not going there. We are not going there. So to do a recap of the ways to get over an ex, first one is travel or do a staycation, music, funny films, exercise, workout, have a faith or spiritual practice, and then finally just refuse to be upset. So if you have any questions or comments about this, you can reach me at my website, theartoflove.net, where you can also contact me about private coaching. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. If you're listening on YouTube, please subscribe. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.